Chapter 8.
No, 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 no!
All gone. All taken. Dion didn't know how he knew, but he did. Fake, fake, fake. No one was real. No one was who he pretended to be. They all wore masks, didn't they? Imposters all. And he was the only one who was who he said he was. Why had they come here, to Klatooine? Why were they bothering to impersonate fruit vendors? And what did they want with him? He wasn't even a Jedi. Just a dabbler who had ended up taking people around Dathomir for credits.
60 credits,
the Nikto merchant said. He peered expectantly at Dion with small, beady black eyes. They could read minds. They knew he was thinking about credits. Sweat popped out on his brow, beneath his arms. He wanted to run, to scream, to upend tables and flee. A cornered beast about to be captured or killed or copied. He fought to steady himself. Something that had just danced across his mind would help. What was it? A beast. He was an animal they wanted to capture. No, he wasn't. He was a man. They were the monsters, the animals, and he knew how to track them, how to hunt them. The Nikto? No, he wasn't a Nikto. He was some alien species that Dion didn't even know about yet, wasn't he? Some imposter who'd stolen away everyone on his whole criffing world. The scope was enormous, just enormous. The mind couldn't even grasp it, not really. Started to frown at him. Since their normal expression was somewhat dour, this made him look furious.
You good for the money or no, human?
He was pointing it out, rubbing it in. That he, Dion Stad, was the only human left. That meant... Dion turned to look for Ben and Vistara. They were gone. Of course. Blast! They were in on this. They were part of it. They weren't who they were pretending to be. Or maybe Vistara was. She was a Sith, after all. And everyone knew you couldn't trust a Sith. He would have to let Luke know at once so he could... And then the realization struck him like a blow to the gut. Luke had to be in on this too. Or rather, the thing that had killed or captured the real Grandmaster Luke Skywalker and wore his face and body like a costume. He licked dry lips and forced himself to be calm. Calm. That was it. He had to stay calm. Not Ben and not Vistara were out there somewhere, hiding where he couldn't see them. No doubt ready to spring on him the moment he showed signs of awakening to what had been done around him. He couldn't let that happen. Dion smiled weakly at the Nikto. The Nikto sighed.
All right, you drive a hard bargain. 50 credits, but no lower, and it's a steal. I grow the best scuppies on the whole planet.
Amazing, keeping up the facade so smoothly. Dion almost found himself admiring these others. How to get out of it? Just buy the fruit and walk away? No, he didn't want his hands encumbered if he had to fight. I've changed my mind, he said, and fought to keep his voice from quivering. The Nikto glowered and pointed with a sharp-nailed orange finger at the fruit Dion had in his hand. Dion had completely forgotten he was holding it. He had squeezed it so tightly he had split the skin, and juice and soft pulp were oozing in rivulets down his arm.
You gotta pay for that one, at least, the Nikto growled. And then move on and quit blocking the aisle. Make room for people who are actually going to purchase something.
Dion's shirt was clinging to his torso, soaked in sweat that did not come from the desert heat. He fished in one of the pockets of his vest and grasped a cred coin, then thrust it at the vendor. The vendor chuckled, his good humor restored.
Now, while these are the finest scappies on Klatooine, they don't cost that much per piece. Hang on a moment, let me get your change.
Dion turned and moved at a fast walk toward the glaring whiteness of the sand outside the tent. He didn't know where to go. He just knew that he had to get away. Had to...
Hey! Your change!
Dion walked faster. Suddenly, looming in front of him was a Klatooinian in plastoid armor. At his hip was a Westar 34 blaster pistol, which though dented and dinged, certainly looked functional.